This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Second down and nine.
Mediocrity knows nothing higher than itself, but talent instantly recognizes gems.
Rocket on, Vic, Petros, and Money, AM 570 LA Sports Live, everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight. We came on just an hour ago, so don't freak out if you're listening to the podcast. One hour, that fourth hour is easy. It is MLK Day, and that means the NBA goes from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The Lakers will start at 7:30. Chris McGee, Geeter, going to join us from Spectrum. Talk about the Lakers dropping their third in a row, losing to the Nuggets by 37.
That'll solve everything.
Yes. Geeter will help us. Well, he'll walk us through what's going on and why Jeannie Buss deserves better, according to Magic Johnson, and why LeBron James is apologizing to Laker Nation, and how they turn this thing around before it's too late.
To Laker fans, I apologize to Laker Nation.
That's right.
It's a developing story, Matt, and we are
sure on
top of it. You know, Don McLean and James Worthy will be on throughout the week. We have a full show tomorrow. You just heard the How Was Your Weekend segment. Ronnie did not go to Lowe's. Some of our listeners worried about the stock of Lowe's, their investors. And since Ronnie wasn't there this weekend, they expect to drop. Layla Cates, an MVP of the Sandstorm.
Highlight of How Was Your Weekend. Unreal.
29. Well, speak for yourself, Matt. I went to the comic book store. And Matt went to the studio with Preston, and they also her band headlined a show that was supposed to be Coldplay, and they did not show up. Chris Martin.
COVID.
Yeah, Kate.
Actually, COVID played Alter Ego Saturday night at the Forum. I know this because I was driving into the desert while it was raining in Riverside, and I heard Coldplay on Alt 98.7's Alter Ego.
So they lied to Glory Days? They said we got COVID, and they ended
didn't
up
have
playing
COVID?
The Forum?
Yeah, Chris Martin's the liar, man.
Was he positive?
Whatever.
Like Djokovic just walking around spying? Positive?
I don't know, but I heard him say, "Thank you, everybody, for enjoying this. Even with your mask on, we hear you. Let's hear you some more." That's my Chris Martin. That's my Chris
Kate,
Martin.
You sound just like Chris Martin.
That was unbelievable.
That is incredible.
Sync
I thought
clocks.
For a second, Chris Martin, I was going to ask him a question about Apple.
Oh, close your eyes. Clocks,
I was
dude.
Like, wait a minute.
Just close your eyes and pretend it is.
That's what
Sync
I did.
Clocks.
I was like, holy crap.
Oh,
it was all
said
yeah.
It was easy.
I thought I blew my dome, Kate. Yeah.
Everybody make noise through your mask.
Let me hear you.
So it was a fabulous weekend for everybody involved, except for Lowe's. And we continue, Matt, with all the different stuff. It is a Modelo Michelada Monday on PMS. Jorale to the La Raza. We enjoy a Modelo Mich for the people. When the Rams, when the Rams are playing, when the Clippers are playing, when we're enjoying music and food and having a good time high-fiving people, that's what we're all about. A Modelo Mich and community spirit. But let's do the word of the day, Matt.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Today's word is internacional. Mm. Saturday was International Signing Day in Major League Baseball. Players from outside of the U.S. and Puerto Rico who are over 16 years old or have a documentation that says they are eligible to be signed by major league teams, Matt, ripping children from their mother's arms. The Dodgers signed 30 international players, 20 from Venezuela, 7 from the Dominican Republic, 1 from Curacao, 1 from Spain, and 1 from Mother Russia.
Look at this Russian.
The Dodgers signed a 16-year-old right-hander, Enrique Sevilla, from Russia.
Sorry, what was his name again?
He's from Russia.
And his name is?
Enrique Sevilla. Much like Stefanos Tsitsipas, his mother is Russian, his father, not Russian. In this case, Cuban.
Ah.
Born in Russia, he's a right-handed pitcher who reportedly can hit a 90-mile-an-hour on his fastball, and he's only 16 years old. He is not the first Russian the Dodgers have signed. In the late 90s, the Dodgers signed two Russians, pitchers Alexander Toropov and Roman Besanov. And, of course, Yakov Smirnov often played Dodger Stadium seventh inning stretch, kind of things like that on the Jumbotron.
For shame.
What a day.
David Vesey has Dodger Talks tonight. Tonight's guest is Jesse Sanchez from MLB.com, who's got more on all 30 of the young international players the Dodgers signed over the weekend. But congratulations to our Russian friend, Enrique Sevilla.
And the Cold War's over.
Cuba and Russia. You think he's got a missile in his pants? Yeah! And now it's time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 6. I am chasing a perfect 6-0 record for wild card weekend. Technically 5-1, if you want to get a, you know, certain sort of thing. Talk
so
about
you're
that.
Hot, Matt. You're hot.
White hot. Rams, Cardinals. Kickoff. Counter program it, my man. The game has not started yet.
No, it hasn't.
Coming off the Chiefs humiliating the Steelers, there's a bad taste in our Super Wild Card weekend mouth right now for football. So may the Rams-Cardinals third installment of the 2021 regular season 2022 playoffs provide some drama as we go into the divisional round, which typically is the best round of all the playoffs. The championship games typically are letdowns.
It better wild be card better round, than the wild card.
Couple teams in there that don't belong in there. Divisional round is where you really get after it. The winner of this game will play the Buccaneers. The Rams able to avoid having to go to Green Bay in the divisional round thanks to the upset of the Cowboys, who could not have mismanaged a game more than they did. And especially
what
in
do you
the
mean?
Final.
You know, I'm tired of this Cowboys hatred. What could they have possibly done different at the end of that game to give themselves a better opportunity? What do you know?
That's a fair point. You know, who am I?
Come on.
Who am I to criticize a quarterback draw with 14 seconds left and no timeouts for 17 yards and trying to snap the ball from your center without realizing the official has to touch it? They're about to kick it off. Before they do, I like the Rams in this one. 24-21. 3-point victory. Defense rules the day. You know why, P? I don't know if you heard, but J.J. Watt is back.
I heard about this. Is he limited or is he ready to go?
Limited my ass. Maybe a mere mortal on the football field would be limited, but not J.J. Watt. He's going to give it 110%, man. He's going to give it 1,000%. That's what he's going to do when he gets out there next to Chandler Jones. That's going to keep this one in check. Matt Stafford will have an interception. I guarantee that. If you want to play that thing.
Oh,
I like
wow.
the Rams to win 24-21 over the Cardinals. May it be.
Oh, get it in, Matt. Get it in. They're just about to hit it.
That's right, before Gay kicks this thing.
You got it in.
24-21 Rams.
You made that. So now you're looking to go undefeated on the weekend.
That's right.
Undefeated in the money line. Undefeated in the money line.
I'm hoping 5-1 when it comes to the scratch. 6-0 with the straight picks. But who the hell cares about straight picks? Come on.
I don't know. That's usually all I do. I can feel it.
You guys think Eric Weddle gets in?
I mean, they made him active. I think he's probably emergency only.
Oh, I heard he's the safety on kickoff.
He's the gunner.
He's wearing number 20 if you're looking for him.
All right. I got my eyes peeled. Actually, you know what? I'm turning this off. We should counter-program this. We can
right,
watch
we'll
this later.
It's the last we mentioned.
Later.
The last of it we mentioned.
We can watch this later.
No gradient numbers for us.
Well, at least they're not in the bone.
No doubt.
Ready.
Whose house?
Nobody's.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
America is essentially a dream.
American Dream is the title of our song of the day, written and recorded by the late, great Bobby Womack, who samples the famous I Have a Dream speech throughout this 1984 tribute song, as we remember and celebrate the great Dr. Martin Luther King and his powerful message of love, freedom, and equality. Riding through 3 hours of great sports talk, a little later than usual on an I'm a Horse Modelo Michelada Monday, trotting our way into an off-season edition of Dodger Talk, where David Vasse awaits with its seltzer bottle just for you at 7 o'clock.
Hey, you know what, Matt? Oh, there's Weddle. He's out there.
So much for emergency only.
Hey, Matt, you know what's crazy? You think Rick Moranis is like watching this game like, I can't believe there's a quarterback that looks like me as Dark Helmet in Spaceballs.
He is a diminutive man. See that? He went to the sidelines. He wanted nothing to do with the middle of that field. He knew Weddle was there.
That's right. Roman like Alta Loma. All right, we got to turn this off, Matt.
It's off.
We'll talk some other foosball bits and bobs next.
But all you got to do is, baby, hold on to me. When I'm not that free, your love is all that I need.
This is Petros and Money.
AM 5-7.
Back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Some of them jealous to me and them face get saggy. Chinsia. But you know what make them aggy?
I throw me a dolly.
Tell a girl fi go away. Shut all you want, but you can't touch me. Every day I'm in life, blessed like
so. Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. We are going until 7 p.m. tonight. We followed Clippers basketball. Big victory for the Clips. Scored 139 points in regulation against the Pacers. And even without Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, scrappy bunch, still in the playoff picture as part of that play-in tournament. Not so much for the Lakers, who will play the Jazz tonight. And remember, Peter McGee.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Smoked him out, P. Got him again after a three-game losing streak, and Magic coming after the Lakers this weekend for a dispirited effort against the Nuggets, losing by 37 points. Geeter will come on, and we'll talk about it. Magic calling out LeBron and Russell Westbrook and Anthony Street Clothes Davis. All of that still to come. But a big congratulations to Adam Oslin and Noah Eagle, and a double congratulations to Noah Eagle, who was on the Nickelodeon call for the game of the day between the Cowboys and the 49ers. So we're going till 7. David Vasse off season, off whatever, lockout, Dodger talk at 7 p.m., and then tomorrow we get a full 3 to 7 show.
I do want to mention, I was walking with my daughter to take her to basketball on Sunday, and I guess she doesn't know. The only way she knows LeBron James is from the drop on our show.
LeBron James.
So she was, like, talking normally, and then she said it like that.
LeBron James.
She was like, hey, you know, Dad, I don't know what you thought out there if I look like LeBron James. And I was like, what? She was like, you know that player, LeBron James. And I was like, damn, is that how you think it's said?
Nice work. Listen, the social media, it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere you turn.
All right, it is time for the flip top story of the day.
I'll flip you out. I will flip you out.
This is the flip top story of the day.
You know, JT Daniels entered the transfer portal at Georgia. He was immediately eligible in 2020, fought his way onto the field, played, started last year, but eventually got hurt, and Stetson Bennett took over. And what did he do, even though people were hating on him, coming around and hating on him, trying to get him pulled out of the national championship game? And Stetson Bennett became Georgia royalty, just like Joe Burrow at LSU, except Stetson Bennett, former walk-on. JT Daniels, modern-day Gatorade Player of the Year, left high school early, got T. Martin fired. blew his leg off and got run off by Clay Helton.
Go to prom, kids.
Has now been run off by Kirby Smart. And JT has entered the transfer portal. Where will he end up? Many are saying he could be off to regroup with Clay Helton at Georgia Southern.
Oh, that's depressing. No.
No.
Come on.
No, what? Southern Myth?
Okay.
Southland?
I mean, can we not get him back out to the West? Can we not sort of like work?
He's not mobile, Matt.
He can't be a Northern Arizona lumberjack?
He's not tall and he's not mobile. He could be a Jack. There's no doubt he could be a Jack. I mean, a couple weeks ago, like it was a week ago, that people were calling to get this guy into the championship game to win the championship.
Yeah.
And now?
25-year-old Stetson Bennett held him off.
He did. He's a former walk-on. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard. He's 25.
JT again in the portal.
Well.
With Brew McCoy.
Good luck to him. Maybe they're a package deal.
Hey, wouldn't that be great to see them regroup at a place like Davis and just get after it for the Aggies and make some games for Dan Hockey?
There you go. Exactly.
All right. You got to get my wheels turning a little bit.
Puget Sound. Come on. Now,
what about like a lower tier outpost in the Big 12, like Texas Tech? What about that, Matt? You got a problem with that?
I just don't know how receptive they'll be. You know, I would think Texas Tech is happy to take like the backup to the backup at Westlake.
What about,
you know,
like
that would be more their style.
Well, what about Nebraska?
Oh, man.
All right. Yes, Kate.
Is he still covering up that huge Trojan tattoo on his leg?
I don't know what he's doing with it. Maybe he can go to Troy State.
Ooh.
Full circle.
I knew eventually we would get there.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Takes a village.
Exactly right.
Speaking of that, Kate, that doorbell, a lot of people say it upsets their dogs.
Oh, I can see that.
See that like that. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any Raiders instrumental music, Kate? Because I just want to say this. Watching them fall to pieces in the Queen City. It's not that it was spectacular or not spectacular, but just all the texts I was getting about Vic were overwhelming. About how Vic's butthole was tight and how Vic's freaking out. And I didn't know what was going to happen. But I knew whatever happened, Vic was going to be blamed for it.
Oh, yeah. And we told him. We said, just let it go. It's no big deal.
Man, he took it on the sack. I mean, man.
And how much better would he look right now if he had just held firm and said, no big deal. So what? I picked the Chargers. I thought they were going to win. Relax, Raider Nation. So what?
Why didn't he just do what everybody thought he was going to do?
Yeah, that's true. Just take
the Raiders. And leave it alone.
The whole Raiders by 8.
No Chargers people are going to be mad at him if he picked the Raiders.
No.
That's the problem here. You upset a petulant group of fans. And Matt, watching that broadcast, I didn't know how bad I needed an appearance by Jack Collinsworth with no K and his broadcast style. And how bad I needed Mike Tirico to dump out every single little bit of information that he possibly could for every square space of the broadcast. What an experience to be so bombarded by information by the likes of Mike Tirico. Have a great trip to Beijing, Mike. Don't hurry back. Thanks for all the information. But overall, Matt, seeing Cincy win, I didn't think about Vegas. I didn't think about Cincinnati. Hell, I didn't even think about Kentucky or Oakland or L.A. It gave me hope because it made me think of that poor girl in Baker that Colin Cowherd was thinking about.
How's that?
He was alone with no friends in an empty lot.
Yeah.
And I believe that is who Colin thought Joe Burrow was as the quarterback at Cincinnati. No matter how much potential, there is no hope. Because of the terrible circumstance, in this case, playing for the Bengals. Or in the analogy, living in Baker. According to the most listened to sports radio show ever, Colin Cowherd's, and you can cut his head off all you want, Matt. It's just true.
I sense some jealousy, guys.
After seeing Cincinnati win a playoff game, I felt like that little girl in Baker got into Yale, or at least got asked to the prom by a cousin of the Carr family in Bakersfield, like royalty in the inland California area. I know Baker and Bakersfield are not the same place. And it made me happy, Matt, because it made me feel like that girl in the empty lot in Baker does have a chance, and that Colin Cowherd was wrong. So, congrats to Cincy, but more so, congrats to the underdogs of the world, right?
Even though they were favored to win, you really got to overcome your obstacles, you know? Way to go.
Even though they were favored to win the game by 8, you know.
5.5.
Congrats to the underdogs. Because that girl got out of that lot in Baker. And I think that was a huge moment.
And the curse has been broken, guys. The curse of Bo Jackson is officially over.
What's that?
The curse of Bo Jackson when they met in the divisional game back in 1991 at the Coliseum. Remember that linebacker for the Bengals pulled the hip?
Oh, that's right.
Out of Bo Jackson's socket, and he never played again.
Uh-huh.
Some say there was
it
a curse.
Degenerative.
From Bo Jackson, because they had not won a playoff game since.
Well, it's good to see the curse broken, and all even better, because no one thought about the girl in Baker but me? Is that just me?
That is just you.
Just you.
I did not think about it, and I should have. And I think it's just because we had done the girl in Baker, and I had repurposed it, I guess, in my brain. Beyond Cincinnati. I'd forgot that was the initial analogy.
It was Burrow, Matt.
Yeah, it was Burrow.
It was Burrow. But even beyond that, Matt, something you brought up, beyond the girl in Baker, later in the night, as Buffalo played a near-perfect game at home against New England, Matt, and Gabby Hurlbutt was feeling down in the mouth, I couldn't help but think of that Sean McDermott sound.
Oh, yeah.
Of one of those Boston ball washer media guys that you played for me after Buffalo lost to New England and they ran that Navy option and Belichick wore his stupid Navy hat and everybody made a whole thing about it. And they're like, what's it like? What's it like to see the immortal Bill Belichick on that other sideline knowing you're matching wits with the best of the best? What's it like to see that guy across the field? Man, that must be hard, McDermott. What if you F up? Well, what if you F up? McDermott just went out there and kicked Belichick's poots clean in. And that was an exciting thing.
7 drives, 7 scores. They never faced a fourth down until the final kneel. That was the first fourth down they faced. No field goals, no punts. Yeah,
perfect.
We talked about that. That
what's
beat writer that asked Sean McDermott how hard it is to prepare against the genius the likes of Bill Belichick. After that game, which was wildly embarrassing considering the Bills outplayed him and just had an unfortunate turnover in the red zone on 2 separate occasions to lose 14-10.
What's it like? What's it like to look on the other side and see a god like Belichick? So I felt good about the Boston blowhards wearing it right in the face.
About Boston balling? About Boston balling?
I felt bad about Boston balling getting
in there, Sam Adams.
And I was thrilled, absolutely thrilled for that young girl in Baker. Who may be a classmate of your daughter's at Dartmouth now, Matt. Who knows?
Maybe this was her ticket out. She's been struggling until Colin's analogy, and
this
now she has belief. Like, wow, if Joe Burrow can overcome it, then maybe I too, even though I am now in my mid-20s, can overcome the lot I was given because Colin attached me to Joe Burrow, and he has now provided me an avenue out of here, Baker, out of
Memory. Off his head all you want, Matt. Cut off his head all you want. Do what you want. Take out all your aggression. We'll be back with more PMS on AM 570 LA Sports. We've got
you can't argue with the numbers, boys. You just
No, I'm not trying.
I mean, you can't do it.
Secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup, JT in the transfer portal. Baker is a beacon. And F you, the Chouds.
Back.
back to Michelada Mondays on the Petros and Money Show. It's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Petros and Money AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. That's right. We are your home for Super Bowl 56, and we are home for all of the shoulder program and events around that Super Bowl 56, my man. So pay attention.
Promenade.
Away tickets to all
Hollywood Park
fancy parties that'll be happening that week, including us being out on location, Hollywood Park, Thursday Promenade. And we got tickets to Super Week Los Angeles. That's right. It's your chance to win a family four-pack to see more than 30 athletes and entertainers playing together in that 22nd annual Celebrity Flag Football game. That's right. February 12th. It'll be at Pepperdine. You can get your tickets right now at celebflagfootball.com. And we're also giving away tickets to Shaq's Funhouse. Get all the details for that on February 11th at shaqsfunhouse.com.
All right, it's time, brought to you by Chevrolet and the brand new Chevy Silverado. Strong for all the roads ahead. The Secret Text Also Line.
The Secret Text Also Line.
Sold out to Chevy.
These are people that texted me on my phone. Listening back to the podcast, Money spends one night in the Essiest Street in Cincy, and now we are forever the city of blight. We demand a radio redo. Next time Money comes to town, he needs to follow the advice I give and not some douche on his travel crew. So a word from the celebrating city of Cincinnati, Matt.
I have since apologized. I said, I wish I had not said it. The people were wonderful and pleasant. Unfortunately, my path took me through blight and blown out buildings. I'm sorry.
Now, Matt, there are some of these, you know, I don't agree with them per se, but I'm going to read these texts to give you a chance to reply. This says, Smith wants to open his garbage trap on Vic for being man enough to recap the season on Twitter, while Smith, not a damn peep, like a field mouse about the Chargers losing? ? Smith is such a little studio bitch. He gets real loud on the mic when it's hot, but won't say a word to own his own L. F him.
Hmm.
Now, Matt, I thought you did a couple days of stories about the Chargers loss. I don't think that's fair. I just want to say, I don't think that's fair.
And again, I don't really remember putting anything out there on social media. Right. You know, I'm not a Twitter muscle guy.
We were going after Vic for putting it out there, the Raiders.
Right.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't necessarily the tweets that we were getting after with Vic. It was, hey, Tim, did you see my tweet? Did you like my tweet?
Yeah.
It's kind of more that angle.
Well, that brings us to this one on Vic's resume. Special skills, inserting himself into whatever current situation.
Oh.
More of this, Matt. While Magic went full bitch mode with replies off, at least he went out there and called out his organization for being muy malo. I don't see bitch Uncle Smith challenging.
I'm really enjoying this.
Challenging the crap that the Chargers spewed in the last 3 weeks of the season. Losing to the Texans and Raiders. He's a studio hoe. Maybe the sports lodge is onto something. Now, he called us studio thugs. But, Matt, again, you know.
So, I guess studio ho would be the opposite of studio thugs, right?
You know, I just enjoyed the bitch Uncle Smith part, Matt.
That's I like that, too. I like studio ho. Like, hey, he's not really a ho, but in the studio he is.
He goes around and fluff guys in the studio while they're rapping.
Or I let them think I'm going to, but then I get out there and they're like, hey, can I get a fluff? I'm like, no, it's just a studio thing.
It's a studio thing. Let me freshen up your alizé. Magic is the idiot that drafted Lonzo Ball over Jason Tatum and De'Aaron Fox. Magic's Lonzo press conference was a crime against humanity, even worse than the Lincoln Riley press conference. And don't forget his tenure at ESPN, shilling for Byron Scott. Yeah, that was kind of my question earlier in the show, Matt. Are we supposed to suspend that belief and all that stuff that happened in the past with Magic and just embrace the new replies off Twitter tweets?
Oh. I mean, I guess it's kind of the old saying, right? You know, you can always go home. Like, isn't this his home now? Isn't this what Magic does? in retirement, like, hey, I'm just going to go on a yacht trip for a month. I'm going to post these super cool photos on Instagram with Rodney Peete and LL Cool J and Sam Jackson and my buddies.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to hop on Twitter, and I'm going to let you know what some final scores are, that teams signed somebody, and I'm excited about that. They're very little opinion. And then about once every 3 weeks, I'm going to put an opinion in there, and it's going to be fire. And it's probably
going to be hot fire.
Going to be directed at the Lakers when they're not playing well.
Here's one directed at you.
Oh, boy.
Through Herbert. Herbert looks like a chick. He sucks.
I guess if a chick is 6 foot six, 235.
Hey!
You know?
It's a shame.
If you're a swimmer at Penn, then maybe.
It's a shame that the Raiders and Chargers didn't tie. Neither Pennsylvania team had any business being in the playoffs.
That's a fair point.
And somebody like Cates could say, you know, maybe they wanted a tie. But
that was the rumor.
But their minds were changed for some reason. Either way, those are some textosos for your secret textoso rodeo roundup. And
I'm more positive than I would have thought.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, some people, Matt, they don't want to act like they heard you talking about the Chargers early last week and acknowledging the mistakes of the Bolts. But the truth is, the Bolts are out, and now you have to acknowledge the mistakes of the Raiders and everybody else who made a mistake.
And just wait till tomorrow. Imagine what we'll be talking about if a certain team doesn't win. Imagine how we'll approach that.
Well, we're pulling for the Rams, Matt. There's 100%. No way. We don't enjoy laughing and cackling and dancing on the graves of teams when they lose, even on our own station. We don't do that. Clippers won today, and we were really excited.
Oh, yeah. Amir Coffee.
Yeah. Servant Coffee. Terrence became a man. Good to see that out there. Teron Lue and his fat neck. Great to watch the Clippers win. And we're happy to be together now. We got a whole other hour of great sports talk.
Come on.
Final hour fun fact, honoring the 49ers.
Way to go, California team, with a victory.
Hey, how about our JC California QBs and Josh Allen and old JC Aaron Rodgers? A couple of JC rejects in the NFL playoffs kicking ass. Yeah, JC rejects.